So if you're suffering, is it because of our past karma or something present which we have done? And what does Krishna want to teach us through this? See, it's especially with respect to mental issues, when the mind gets filled with anxiety or negativity, it is for us to recognize that I have to protect myself. Just like, say, if some people are sensitive to cold, then even if you're going to a temple, they will wear some more warm clothes, they'll not sit near the window. So somehow, this, when there's a physical weakness or vulnerability, and somebody does some things to protect oneself, we understand that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. But when somebody has a mental weakness, somehow, even now, some people feel, or we may ourselves feel, that there's something wrong with me. Mental weak, physical disease or physical weakness is considered to be just a part of the body. But mental weakness is somehow seen like a character flaw. I should not be weak like this. Why am I like this? It's not like that. You understand that just as by our past karma, we are given a particular body, we are also given a particular mind. So we have to learn to live with it. And if there are certain limitations of our body, we learn to orient our life around that. So similarly, if we find that there are certain limitations of the mind in terms of certain stimuli provoking us, the first thing is we have to know where is the danger zone and pull yourself out of it. So there is a group of people called Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, they try to recover from alcohol. So they have an acronym called HALT. HALT means, they say that, which are the situations when people become vulnerable to relapse? They're fighting with alcoholism and they're trying to get over it. So their HALT is, don't become too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or too tired. They're actually simply physical or emotional. But what happens that at that time, when one is feeling low because of any of these things, the mind goes back. How to get out of this low? Go towards alcohol. And actually speaking, that person doesn't have a desire for alcohol. Or at least they're fighting the desire for alcohol. But this has made them low, and then it makes them go there. So I'm giving this example simply to illustrate that. Actually, so the person who is trying to give up alcohol has to not only stay away from alcohol, but they may also have to stay away from all these things so that they don't go towards that. So each of us has our vulnerabilities and we have to manage our life with that. So if you find out that there are some people who tend to pass negative comments, then keep a distance from them. If certain situations create stress for us, then try to plan in such a way that we don't get so involved in that situation, or we can manage the stress. Even if you have to slow down things a little bit. So first part is, if we know our weakness, prevention is better than cure. So do what all that is possible to prevent it. And that is just a limitation or function of the body that I have, body mind that I have. That way we understand it. And secondly, with respect to whether it is because of my present or past, generally, whatever happens in our life is a combination of both. So, for example, if I eat a regulated diet and still my stomach gets upset, then I understand that this is because of past karma. There's no immediate cause that I can see. But usually, if my stomach gets upset, you know, somebody else may eat the same thing, their stomach doesn't get upset, but my stomach gets upset. That's because, you know, they have got a healthy body. By their past karma, they have a healthy body. By my past karma, I have a little more vulnerable body. So then my present eating as well as my past karma in terms of vulnerable body, both have come together. So it's a slight imbalance, but that creates a big problem. So Prabhupada writes in one purport in the first canto that when things are beyond human control, there is nothing to regret when bad things happen. That means we have done what we could within our control, and in spite of that, things are going out of control, bad things are happening. We understand that this is by past karma. So by the past karma, sometimes we go through bad phases. So sometimes say we are driving along a road and we also drive carelessly and the car goes off-road road. Sometimes it's already slippery, there's a storm, and even somebody is driving carefully, still the car gets swept away by a storm. So both ways it can happen. So in that situation, it's important to learn to move onwards steadily in one's bhakti and not get too caught into, okay, is it past karma or present karma? If I don't find anything in the past, present, then I understand it's because of past karma, because of which there's some bad phase I'm going through. And that phase will soon get over. How soon, I don't know. But tamsi diksha subharata. Krishna says, tolerate. So, sometimes we can see that when difficulties come upon us, we can see them as an opportunity to experience how tough Krishna can make me. That means, normally I would have collapsed on the situation, but if I take shelter of Krishna, something which I could not have endured, now I am able to endure it. That can give us a great realization about how Krishna can toughen us from within. So you can see that as a positive opportunity. So rather than getting caught in the specifics, this is the cause of this. Let's focus on the broader principle that this is an opportunity for me to toughen myself by absorption in Krishna. And later on, sometimes when we look back after with the advantage of distance, we may realize, oh, no, this is what happened. This is what I can learn from it. Sometimes the lessons that are to be learned from life, they require some distance from that event to learn, because otherwise we are too emotionally involved in the incident. So we cannot learn cannot see the bigger picture, cannot learn. So if you can find something which you can focus on constructively, and you're doing some extra puja, extra chanting stotras, that is all very much, you're showing Krishna your sincerity by that, and Krishna will definitely reciprocate. Now while doing these, you can also try to see if you can find some limbs of bhakti which in and of themselves give you absorption and shelter. Like there is some things which some practices we do because we hope by doing them Krishna will become pleased, and then he will give us relief from whatever we are going through. But there are some practices which themselves can be relief. Say it can be, you just say you like kirtans. Yes, then singing kirtan itself, you will find that absorbs you. Yes, kirtan is also purifying, kirtan will also please Krishna. But so there are some practices which we do, the result of which we hope will give us relief. But we can also find some practices, just doing those practices itself gives us relief, irrespective of whatever results come from that or not. So while trying to intensify our bhakti in difficulties, we can do things which are prescribed, say like standing, chanting Narasimha Stotra or something like that. But even within Narasimha, if you can find something which you specifically can get absorbed in. Maybe it is hearing some devotee's class on the 7th canto, or it is reading the 7th canto, or chanting some specific shlokas or specific mantras, or worshipping Narasimha Dev, whatever it is. It can be what, Narasimha Dev is just one example, but so try to find out a limb of bhakti which can give shelter. And that way, the results will come surely by Krishna's mercy. But even in the intermediate process also, we can get some relief, get some shelter. So, just like when there is a patient who is sick and is in pain, a doctor may give a painkiller and the doctor may give an antiseptic, which will eventually cure the disease. So now Krishna bhakti is like the antiseptic. But within that, there may be some limb, some activity of Krishna bhakti which can also act as a painkiller. So we find that activity, then we can have both the effects. Sometimes some people just go, some of us, sometimes may be such that we may go through a bad patch for quite some time. So we need the strength to persevere also. But overall, if we practice bhakti, then whatever difficulty it is, we will be able to overcome it. As Arjuna says that, and then there is victory for a devotee. So the Bhagavad Gita says, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir, that victory will surely come. You just have to persevere. Okay. Don't worry too much about this.